This podcast is brought to you by Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue. Visit focuscamera.com.
You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, The Kosher Guru.
This is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru and team. Welcome everyone to another amazing episode as we are recording live here at Focus Camera in Borough Park, Brooklyn, New York. Let me tell you something. This is an amazing event. It's a fun-filled family fun day. Yossi, how are you enjoying it so far?
It's incredible. I'm having a blast.
You're having a blast. Let me tell you something. This event started at 12 p.m. with lines down the block around the door. You know when Focus Camera does something, they do it right, and it's been a successful day for everybody. Yossi, tell us a little bit about why we're here today.
The grand reopening of the showroom. It's beautiful. They redid it. They, you know, from what it used to be, the little store, and it was, you know, a little outdated, whatever. But now it's beautiful. It's big. It's light. It's eerie. It's beautiful. It's fantastic equipment. We took a tour earlier, and just the Sony guy. The Sony guy is there, and all the lenses and the cameras and everything with all the manufacturers.
Manufacturers. So let me explain something to you. We are actually recording live here at Focus Camera. Usually we record in our studio, in a bunker, in an undisclosed location, way down below the ground. But today we decided to come out above ground and record at Focus Camera. And our green room technician is playing around a little too much. It was good before, but he keeps playing around with it. I would just leave it as was.
I think he wants other people to hear us.
No, that's no need. Anyway, let me explain something to you what was going on today at Focus Camera before we go into some foodie news, restaurant news, and so much more. Focus Camera is your premier electronic photography and technology shop. You could take a look and check them up on the internet, www.focuscamera.com. They are so much more than just cameras and photography. They now sell home goods, and we'll hear a little bit about it very, very soon. But today they had a family Sunday fun day event with blow-up rides, photo booths, a train, a pirate ship ride, and they were giving out cotton candy, popcorn, some art, graffiti art, and some really, really cool swag. Some of the swag we'll hear about in a little bit, but one of the show sponsors was Sony, and then Mealmar was here grilling up delicious hot dogs for all to enjoy and giving out Mealmar t-shirts for all. Everybody had an amazing time, a lot of fun, and we did hear about the event last week, what was going to be, but now we're going to hear what was and how it went down and a little bit about behind the scenes. We have with us on the radio, once again, store manager Ralph Seddon.
Thank you for having me back again today. 2 weeks in a row. I'm honored.
Two weeks in a row. We're honored to have you on 2 weeks in a row. Let me
2 weeks in a row on Mazza? You didn't expect next week, next Mazza, week. A little something.
Next week. He came all the way back from Deal, New Jersey for this.
Back him to and Nehemia.
Him and Nehemia. Found Nehemia. Just came on a boat over here. All right. That's right. Nehemia Katz was here performing. The guy was amazing. Really singing a few songs from his album, from some of the hottest songs in the Jewish scene, and it was a lot of fun. Ralph, tell us a little bit about what went on behind the scenes to make today happen.
A lot of hard work. It was about a month and a half of planning, and Baruch Hashem, we over-expected. We only expected to have 1,200 people. We had about 3,000 people here today.
I would even, and say I'm not more. A gambling person, I would gamble and make a bet that there were more than 3,000 throughout
over,
the day here.
For sure.
It's a smashing success for Focus Camera, for Kosher Guru, for Mealmar, Sony especially for sponsoring this beautiful event, and Nehemia for singing again, of course, and we really appreciate all the hard work you guys did for this as well.
Well, we thank you for having us here, and thank the entire Focus Camera family, from Zevi to everybody who works at Focus and all the team members from here and in the warehouses around the country. It really was a success. But let me ask you a question. You picked out certain things to put into the swag bags. Tell us a little bit about what everyone had to do to get a swag bag, what was in the swag bag, and why you picked those items to go into the swag bag.
Well, because we're a camera company, obviously a selfie stick had to go into the swag bag.
Of course.
And then we gave out these mugs that we make with spoons. You know, it's a nice little treat to have, you know, your morning coffee with.
Let me tell you something. Now that the weather is getting a little colder, and we are a little cold over here, having those mugs to take home, and I have actually one for each one of my kids and myself, they are fantastic. And by the way, I put a little bit of milk depending on what I'm putting in, the spoon to mix it up, and you put the spoon in the little cup holder. Insane. You can't lose it.
Yeah, you can't lose it.
I'm sorry?
You can't lose it.
No, you can't lose it.
Yossi will probably lose it, but
I lost it already.
He needs more. He lost that like he lost his drone.
We spoke about it last week.
We did speak about it last week. We're not going to speak about it again today. Okay, so what else is going on in the store? Tell us what we could find if we come into the showroom here.
Oh, every week you put out a million specials for different items, cameras, houseware goods. Like you said, we're getting into that much more now. Soon to be the appliance part of the company, which is going to be amazing, the major appliances.
I actually walked downstairs when they had the magic show going on, and I see you're starting to build a little showroom downstairs of
appliances. It's starting within the next month. It should be up by Black Friday, yeah.
So right now, by Black Friday,
yeah.
That's a huge sale time.
That's going to be a big event, Mutzah Shabbos, like we always do, during Black Friday, I think September 27th this year.
September. That's great.
November. Mix my months up. It's
all good, all good. But right now I see downstairs, I'm not sure if all the brands you carry, but I saw like GE, Kenmore, some other ones.
There's a lot of things. You have Speed Queen down there, you have GE, you have Maytag, and much more to come.
So what I saw some washer dryers, some refrigerators, some really cool refrigerators with the big freeze on the bottom, the two-door refrigerators.
They're not even the ones that we're really going to be carrying. We have all the new technology ones with see-through cameras so you can see inside when you're in the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah,
wait, how does that work?
Tell us a little bit about this.
So it's basically, they have a screen on the front for their hub.
Uh-huh. Right.
Inside the refrigerator, they have a built-in video camera. So let's say you're in ShopRite buying stuff, and you're like, oh, do I have milk? Let me look in my fridge, and it comes up what you have in your fridge.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's wild.
That is insane. So no more second-guessing yourself. Did I run out of milk? Did I not run out of milk? Just boom, go on your smartphone.
I have to buy it for my wife because she has like 12 bottles of milk in the refrigerator.
Well, they do spoil fast.
Yeah.
They spoil fast.
I'm sure you drink a lot of milk and cereal and whatever else you need milk with, making all of your Syrian beautiful dishes that you guys cook at home with.
And you can use a spoon to stir it.
Now, downstairs also, I saw some cool Weber grills.
Yeah, it's part of...
Also on the other side, some drills or some really heavy equipment. So, I feel like I was at Home Depot.
Well, we do a little bit of everything. So we have tools, Weber grills, of course. The appliances is coming in. So we have a lot of really cool things. Keep looking into advertisements to see what we're going to put on special every single week.
How do we get a hold of your advertisements that we...
We put advertisements in all the Jewish newspapers throughout the New York metro area. So you can pick up the FJJ, the Weekly, the Torah Times, the Five Towns, Jewish Times... the Vach, the Blick, all the Jewish magazines, basically.
Oh, wow.
You name like every single one in Borough Park and beyond. That's awesome over here.
Yeah.
Will there be a special Askin in this week's FJJ?
I hope so.
Now, when it comes to your specials, do you focus on anything in particular, or do you like to mix it up a little bit about what you're going to put on special, what you're going to offer everybody?
Oh, it's based a lot upon the manufacturers, what they offer to us that week. Every week they run different sales, so we try to put out whatever we could into the...
Saying, do you focus more on just cameras or printers or computers?
Yeah, I mean, our specialty is cameras. So, I mean, that's what we really focus on. And then the music, the Cork DA600, which is an incredible special right now for $699.
$699?
Yeah, it's a $999.
Wait, which one? Which
PA600.
PA600?
From Cork.
Cork?
Cork.
Do you need a Cork PA600? It's on sale.
Sorry.
He's wrapping one up right now to take with him over here. So you guys really are not just, as I said, photography. So much more. Now, on your website, we were looking at it on our little laptop over here. You have almost like everything under the sun available.
Yeah, we have over like 500,000 SKUs on the website. So definitely recommend to check out the website and see what we
have.
So
if people don't know what SKUs means, that means like
so
items.
Products,
items, which means you can really find almost anything you need. Why go to Amazon when you can go to focuscamera.com?
And New York and New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania is all usually one day to get your packages from us. So you order before 3 o'clock, usually shipped out the next day.
That's insane.
That's great.
Except for Yossi.
I've actually tried stumping Ralph on a few items, but he's like, no, we carry it. I got to find like these random obscure things. I'm like,
especially Zacuto.
Yeah, do you carry this Zacuto? I don't even know what it was I found.
What is a Zacuto?
It's this actual cage attachment for a camera that you can add other things to it. It has these rail attachments and everything in. I'm like, this is, I think, what I need. And so I'm like, Ralph, do you carry this Zacuto? And he's like,
yeah. Yeah, we carry it. No problem.
It's like I thought I had him stumped.
You can't stump Ralph.
Can't stump
here.
The Ralphie.
So everyone, if you're wondering who Ralph is, this is Ralph over here. Ralph is the store manager over at Focus Camera. He makes everything happen.
Including today.
Including today. He put this whole event together, which really is an awesome free family Sunday fun day. And usually I'm here talking about food and restaurants, but today I'm talking about Focus, because Focus is one of our show sponsors. Without Focus, we would not be on the radio. We would not be making videos. Now, we don't fly drones for apparent various reasons, but at least Yossi does record our radio shows, otherwise on our podcast, and our videos are all over YouTube and matzav.com and other amazing Yeshiva World and other amazing websites. But because of Focus, you're able to do what you need to do.
Absolutely.
How do they help you get everything done?
I reach out to Ralph. I'm like, hi, Ralph. I have an idea that you can help me with. And he's like, yeah, sure, no problem. I'll make it happen.
Some of the craziest ideas.
Does anybody come with you with crazier ideas than me?
Absolutely not.
Right? I have, like, these crazy ideas.
That's why I ignore your phone calls.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I really don't blame you, by the way. I don't. You shouldn't. I don't. So let's hear a little bit about some of the other team members here at Focus that make it happen. You want to know, when we come into this store, it really is like a family. It is. It's just a family. And you are a family-friendly store, and everybody knows everybody. Tell some of the other workers that make Focus camera operators,
so
retail operators.
We have two other people that work in the store. We have Art, who's our camera specialist, if you call him that. He really knows a lot. He's a photographer on the side, so if you have any questions about lenses, cameras, stuff like that, he could definitely help you out besides me.
And he's an amateur drone pilot.
Yeah.
Hobbyist.
He knows how to fly better than Yossi.
Anyone would.
Yeah. And then we have Max, who also knows a lot of the cameras, also comes from a background of appliances, so he'll be helping out a lot with the appliances.
That's fantastic. Now, let me ask you a question. Store hours. Let me hear them.
So Monday through Thursday, we're open from 9:30 until 6. Fridays from 9:30 to 1, and Sundays are open from 11 to 5.
11 to 5, and located at 895 McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn, New York.
Between 18th and F.
Between 18th Avenue and F Avenue, and also you can take the F train to the 18th Avenue stop, right?
Yep, 100%, right here.
Easy access right
over
the F train.
Newly renovated F train.
Newly renovated F train.
Good stop, yeah.
And of course, if you do order on Amazon and want to get to an Amazon locker to go pick up your stuff, it is the Pepe locker that is here.
That's right.
The Pepe locker that I know that a lot of people down at Edison Home Healthcare down the block order to the Pepe locker to come pick it up.
Yes, they do.
I actually had something shipped to Pepe today.
You had something shipped to Pepe today?
Yeah, my shul needed a little computer thing, whatever. Amazon had it delivered to Pepe because I knew I was going to be here. And it's great. I already got it.
That is fantastic and amazing. We're going to be right back after a brief word from our sponsors with a lot of foodie news, talking about some restaurants, some outings we have coming up, and a lot more about Focus Camera. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Quick Silver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quick Silver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com.
And we're back for another amazing, mind-blowing, ear-popping segment of The Nosh. Let me tell you something. This was such an amazing, fun day. Yossi, even your kids were having a great time.
They had a blast. They were jumping around. They were going on the slide and the other bouncing thing and the other bouncing house.
Oh, you are lying. I saw them eating Meal Mart hot dogs the entire time.
They were doing that too.
The entire time eating Meal Mart hot dogs. I saw them and they enjoyed them. And you know what? They're entitled to, because they're just amazing.
Do you know who else ate Meal Mart hot dogs all the time?
Who else?
The entire Borough Park.
The entire Borough Park ate Meal Mart hot dogs the entire day.
Yeah.
And walked away with free Meal Mart t-shirts.
Yeah. It is the amount of t-shirts. I was here on Friday, and I saw the t-shirts that were here. it was boxes and boxes and boxes of t-shirts. All gone. All gone.
Not one t-shirt left. Not one.
All the hot dogs. There's boxes and boxes of cases, they would be called, of hot dogs. All gone. Not only that, they made an emergency run. Yes, they did.
They had to run to Landau's because Zevi did not want to run out. Zevi sent the entire crew, including Avi Lang, who stayed the entire day here, working very, very hard on R&D and product development, making sure that everybody had hot dogs.
He's a team player.
Avi Lang is a team player, and you know what?
And that's why he was here the entire time.
For him to stay the entire time. Now, once again, if everyone's wondering why we're singling out Avi Lang, because Avi Lang is not only a team member of Focus Camera, Avi Lang also works and is part of Team Kosher Guru. How ironic is that?
It's not ironic.
Why is it not ironic?
There's a synergy.
The synergy is there. Avi Lang does a lot of product testing and development here at Focus Camera, and Avi Lang is the one that runs our website and helps create and make us website savvy and, you know, on the web, whatever you call it.
So the typos are his fault.
Let's not throw him under the bus right now. He's here working very, very hard. By the way, if you're wondering what our website is and where you can find us, of course, I'm sure everyone knows it already, but www.thekosherguru.com is our website. We also have a restaurant directory on our website with over 1,000 restaurants and growing organically weekly. If you want to add or leave a review, it is non-censored. You're able to do that. We also have an amazing Facebook foodie group. Did you know that our Facebook foodie group is at 15,700 members?
You sure it's not more now?
It might be more, but the other day was 15,700 members, where everybody, once again, non-sponsored. Yossi, did you hear that?
It was non-what?
Sponsored.
Non-sponsored.
Meaning anyone is entitled to leave their own review, opinion, post. We really encourage freedom of to let everyone do what they got to do. We want to hear everybody be themselves and be real.
So you're saying that anybody can post?
Anybody can post.
And we don't review it first before it goes up?
That is correct.
So anybody has the freedom?
Freedom.
To just post what they'd like.
Non-sponsorship, yes.
And it's not moderated or reviewed or denied before it goes up.
Correct.
Hmm.
The only one out there.
Yeah.
And the largest of the non-sponsored pages, because the other one is totally sponsored.
I'm sure there's just more than just one.
I'm sure there is, but we won't talk about that right now. Of course, you can follow us on Kosher Guru at Instagram, The Kosher Guru on Twitter. But Yossi's favorite social media platform and the one that he has the most fun with is
WhatsApp status?
YouTube, you knucklehead. YouTube. Some of the best videos on the market of kosher food is on the Kosher Guru channel. Make sure you subscribe, get our latest videos. But we actually have a lot of fun creating and rocking out some of the biggest and best places in all of our videos.
We have to give a shout out to the sound guy.
Who? The sound guy. What's the sound guy's name?
Ezra?
Let's give a shout out to Ezra Leone.
Ezra Leone, a big, big shout out, who was working in the green room today over here at Focus Camera, and our sound system PA and keyboardist. He actually was pumping us into the entire event as they saw us and listening to us up here on stage today. And I can't wait to talk about next week. We're going to talk about our great tasting that we had at Boru Boru, the ramen tasting.
Yeah.
With Barrier Brewery.
I was telling somebody over the weekend, I'm like, you know what? I have a giant, giant compliment for Boru Boru. A friend of mine was talking to him over Shabbat. A coworker of his, who's not Jewish, was saying that there's something, someplace in the Upper West Side with a ba-ba. They couldn't remember what it was and was blown away. Loves the place. I was like, Boru Boru.
Boru Boru.
And I said, for $50, you can go tomorrow night, which is Monday night, which is excuse me,
the 15th.
You can go to the 15th, and for $50, you can get the beer pairing for three course menu. It's an insane value.
It is an insane value. Three courses with three beers, rocking it out. You know, and really, they are just an amazing.
Yeah.
Restaurant on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, so I can't wait for next week to do the recap of that, because that looks promising.
But here, more than that, is this coming Sunday. Holy cow. What's
Holy
happening this Sunday?
Cow. Holy cow. Barbecue competition. which is KCBS certified. It's run by, you know, with the KCBS guidelines. It's run by NCSY in conjunction with Kosher Guru, the barbecue competition at the Nassau Community College. It is going to be insane. Their team's still registering. A team just signed up today to compete. There's some dude from Texas who might be competing as well because he's like, the best barbecues from Texas. We're like, I'm sure that, you know, we might win. I'm from Texas. Da-da-da-da-da. We're like, you know, we welcome the competition. So that might still happen. There's I'm about to say rock climbing, but it's not rock climbing. It's almost the...
Over the edge.
Over the edge rappelling, right? That's what it is?
Correct.
Rappelling, which you might take part in.
I might or might not take part in, depending on how much money will be raised for Sadaka to help NCSY, because I'm all about the base, because I'm all about the Sadaka, yeah!
You're a mitzvah boy.
I try to be a mitzvah boy. My mommy and daddy raised me to be a good mitzvah boy, and that's what I want to do.
I've met them, and they're really nice people.
They're very, very nice people. Yes, mom, dad, shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Tim and Nina Boxer, in Hillcrest, Queens, New York. Yes, thank you. As I met your parents, also very sweet and nice people. We spent some quality time throughout the years together.
My in-laws. You've never met my parents.
I have.
Oh, you have, at the upturn.
Yes, I have met your parents and other times as well and at your house. Thank you very much, especially in the beginning when we first started working and rocking out with Coach Guru. It's your father who gave us his photography equipment.
Yes, we did borrow my father's.
Yes, don't think I'm not thankful and know what was going on.
Yeah.
We always do give a big, big shout out. But yes, your in-laws also that we spent Pesach together, not this past year, but the previous year in Orlando, Florida. I'm actually going back to Orlando, Florida this year with a different, with a perfect Pesach program that is much better than the different Pesach program, of course, but a perfect Pesach program. If you want to go take a look at where we will be this year and what's going on with it, it's aperfectpesach.com. They just released all the information, and I'm super excited to be back once again working Pesach like I have for so many years. I still can't believe I'm working Pesach after all these years. It's like every year I say,
how many years?
It's enough.
How many years?
About 20 years, if not more, less, around that. Yeah, about 20 years working Pesach programs.
For you, like, Lashon HaBa Yerushalayim is like this next level, like,
it is next level. Like, please, yes. Hashem, send Mashiach now. But you know what? I have had a beautiful run. I was in Aruba. My first 3 years of working Pesach was in Aruba. I've worked Pesach in Aruba, Arizona, Minis in Florida, in New York, then back down to Florida. It was, you know, as stressful as it is, it really is amazing helping people have a beautiful Pesach experience with their family and loved ones. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Seeing that Florida is a flip state, are you going to be registering to vote in Florida?
What, like Bloomberg flips from Republican to Democrat to Republican to Democrat, whatever he thinks he can win on?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying... Maybe I am saying that.
I don't know what he is saying. How easy is it to register in Florida? I just show up and say, hey, I'm here. I want to vote.
I think also the gun license laws are a little more lax in Florida, I believe.
Yes, because I think they have, I'm not sure if they have concealed or open carry, but they are a little bit more lax.
Yeah.
With that being said, I do want to invite everyone to join me for Pesach.
How do they find out about the program?
As I said, they just go to the website, aperfectpesach.com.
Very nice. Or they can DM you.
They can DM me, but I'm not a salesperson. I'm more happy to tell my experience and be totally open up front with them and honest and explain to them what a hybrid program is like you were on, where it's a villa program.
Cool. Yeah.
Where you have the best of both worlds of, you know, being on your own and in a hotel,
so to
speak.
Your own schedule. You don't have to deal with other people. If you're antisocial like I am, it's great.
Like you are. That's why you usually hide yourself in a bunker down below at an undisclosed location.
You come visit, though, so that's really sweet.
I do come visit. I try.
Yeah. I don't get out much, but you come visit me, so
you don't.
Nice.
They don't allow you out much. I don't blame them.
Yeah, correct.
Like me, they throw me out. Like, just get out of here. You're like, no, Yossi, stay with us. I think they actually like you and don't like me.
I don't think anybody's ever said that.
Well, I'm not going to get into that right now. But we do have a lot of... Oh, Yossi,
yeah,
I do have to get back over to Burgers and Q. Our good friend Shlomi told me that he made some new sandwiches on the menu.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, we're in Borough Park now.
We are in Borough Park. I think I'm going to head over there for a quick dinner, a quick bite to eat, to be very honest with you.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
And also this week we actually had a nice dinner meeting where we really can't talk about the future because it might be something very, very huge, God willing. But we did have a beautiful meeting over at Bordeaux. We did have a beautiful meeting at Bordeaux. and Bordeaux is actually opening up a restaurant upstate New York. We can't really talk about much more about it, but they did buy the old Cucumbers location in upstate New York.
Oh, that's where it's going to be?
Yeah, that's where it's going to be. But you know what? The food at Bordeaux happened to be delicious.
It was delicious.
I had a dry-aged steak. Fantastic. Loved it. You know what? I really do enjoy the Bordeaux from the service. They have excellent service there. The food, when you
walk
in...
Very attentive service.
You're just welcome. It's like you're part of the family.
Yeah, agreed.
So I do have to give Bordeaux a big, big shout-out, and I want to thank them really for...
Yeah.
And letting us come in and chill and have meetings and eat dinner by them. Yes, you know, as a paying customer, they never turn anybody away. But you know what? Sometimes we do cause a little bit of ruckus in the place.
Just
and we're coming
sometimes.
Over and taking selfies and talking to us.
How about the birthday
us.
Party? Hey, it's the Kosher Guru. The Kosher Guru. Right?
Yeah.
And we all sang happy birthday to the guys.
We did.
That's really nice.
You want to something? I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. We're coming close to the end of our radio show over here. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and really making us the number one and only kosher foodie radio show on the radio. It is really a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, you're welcome, everybody. So, you know, there it is. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing show of The Nosh with your host, Team Kosher Guru over here. I am Kosher Guru. That is...
Hola, Yossi Axarov.
And we want to say rock on, peace out, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Peace.